This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
We've got our good friend Alan Pollock with us, and he was at the tech conference. I am interested to hear what you learned at the tech conference. Good to have you here.
So good to be here. Thanks for the intro. Andy, congratulations on the PhD. I didn't know that was completed as well. And, digital mortgage was awesome. The reason it was awesome is that, you get to see 40 plus demos. You get to hear what technology companies are thinking of. I have a couple notes here that I'll read off. I don't want to go through the whole conference. I'll be more than happy to talk to anyone that wants to chat. But the conference gets bigger and bigger every year. This year was the biggest. A lot of people were walking around saying they had a great time. And I don't mean time by the events and get-togethers afterwards. I mean just by, the types of technology they got to watch and see and even touch and feel. These demos had to be real live demos. They couldn't be PowerPoints or screenshots. And so let's go through a couple of these. The first one, David, there was a lot of talk about appraisal management technology. There was a few companies that were offering this, Exos, Regora, and there was one or two others. And basically giving the borrower control over ordering the appraisal and being notified and transparent during the process, even receiving the appraisal afterwards. The other thing that I thought was interesting, this is my second item, was a company called Brace. Brace is servicing technology. And what they're doing that's really unique is that it's loss mitigation. It's based on being able to identify issues that are going to happen before they happen and using technology to help smooth out that process, reduce time, maybe even look for better opportunities for those customers that are being serviced. So very interesting on the servicing side. You know, we've heard of Capsilon, we've heard of LoanLogic. This is my third item. Those two companies, and there was others as well. By the way, everybody's talking about automated OCR and data extraction. There's a lot of different terms to define it. What they were showing is that they were showing automated underwriting being a part of uploading documents and extracting data and automating it. Both of them had very different experiences, but very much the same as far as trying to move the loan faster, automating it, retrieving that data and making things more efficient, right? Using the human element, the people power, where it's truly needed and not where it's not needed. Point of sale, David, number four. Point of sale was still strong. Many point of sale vendors there, many people offering point of sale solutions. I have to tell you, the demos all showed great. There was way too many vendors to mention. Many focused on different types of interview styles. Some took a different approach, like Black Knight was there, and they talked about how they're more of a TurboTax interview type of style rather than fill out questions. I can tell you that everybody's working towards the transparency, faster speed, really enabling borrowers. There was one vendor in particular. There's actually two of them. Customizations were important, right? Completely being able to customize the experience. I'll tell you what was missing. The judges, and there were new judges this year, except for one of them was the same. The judges basically said, we're missing live communication, the ability to instantly chat. We're missing real-time collaboration, notifications. Those were things that they may be there, but in that eight-minute demo each technology company has, right, there wasn't enough time to explain that. But that's what they said was missing from the point of sale side. Couple more I'm going to go through really quick, David. NestReady. NestReady is kind of interesting. They're working towards the buyer process. And as a loan officer, for example, you can implement their technology and your potential borrower or your leads can actually track all of the homes that they're looking at. And this will then further track the relationship with the realtor. It will track the price of the home. It'll provide additional information about all the properties in the area and how the home price is doing in the market. The things you would look at individually, it aggregates it together, but it keeps the pricing and the communication and the relationship with the loan officer intact. So you want to check out NestReady. Next one, David, is FinLocker. So cool what they have.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like we've heard the word PFM. It's not exactly. It is a full, let's say, a 360 degree of your personal finances, but they really are, and they're going to be tied, by the way, to financial institutions and all types of consumer products, right? Credit cards, auto loans, unsecured loans. But they were focused on mortgage. They're a D1C approved vendor, so they have income and liabilities. They look at your larger financial well-being. They have a live AI chat piece embedded, and they truly help you get a better view of your financial well-being and getting into a new mortgage or even getting a home equity line approved. Construction management, David, was big. Land Gorilla was the one demo that I liked. just major efficiencies in the process of disbursement and just trans management, recording. If you're big in construction management lending, you want to take a look at Land Gorilla. By the way, David, one of my favorites, not who the winner was, and I'm going to announce that in a second. One of my favorites was LBAware. They released a brand new BI platform called LimeGear. It's got a Kanban view of columns that you can customize, and you can customize the cars to see loans and aspects of the loan, risk, and different elements based on the status and the milestones they're in. And they even have where you can customize the components. They have hundreds of components, and you can even customize metrics and thresholds as to how things color and alert you. Very interesting, by the way. So you want to check out LBAware. One more I did want to mention, which is Jane.ai. If you remember that, Jane.ai was a company that basically was for the loan officer. You can interact with it and say, hey, how many closings do I have today? And Jane would go and find that. Well, the name of their company has changed. It's actually called Capacity. And they've expanded what they're, instead of just asking questions and getting answers, they've expanded their AI platform to now actually be able to do more things, right? To almost like RPA, to actually perform tasks and run things in parallel. So you want to check out Capacity. They had a great demo. So there was two winners, David. The winners were, are you ready? It was Finicity.
Yes.
So I didn't tell you that Finicity really? Went on, but Finicity has a full income analysis that they do. They said the automated verification is only 25% of the loans that are done today. It's a full waterfall. It's usually a manual process. They've completely automated it. They won the prize, but they shared it with CoreLogic, who has their brand new platform called Automate IQ. It's actually Automate IQ Collateral, and it basically technology that says who owns the property, what's it worth, and what is its risk profile like. And if you know CoreLogic and all the technology that they have, they basically put all these things together, and this is the result of the aggregation of those different the logic and those technologies and those platforms. But I will tell you, efficiencies, effectiveness, transparency, those are all the hot topics. The industry is getting much further along. And then second to that, David, I left Digital Mortgage and ran over to the 5-Star Conference in Dallas. I spoke on a panel with a couple of great people. It was a FinTech Lab at the 5-Star Conference. I saw great attendance there, by the way. My panel was moderate. The whole FinTech Lab was managed by Strategic Venture Partners. I don't know if you all may know Jennifer McGinnis and Dietrich Dunn. They did a fantastic job. My panel specifically was Digital Mortgages, the Future of Lending. And what we really focused on was not that, hey, digital mortgages are here, or, hey, you need a digital mortgage. It was about how to really implement digital mortgage, what to look out for, what does it mean, not just today, but for the future, how to better integrate solutions together, how to manage those solutions. Really, David, a lot of the things we talk about on the segments here, as well as what Alice and what Andy talk about. We had an attorney on our panel who talked about, you know, how to correctly get through contracts, how to manage compliance correctly. It's not just as simple as buying technology and installing it. And so if you were at 5-Star and you were at my panel, thank you for being there. But otherwise, more than happy to chat with anybody. And that's the quick digital mortgage roundup. Oh,
good,
David.
Job.
I'm going to steal another second. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to put together a survey, and we're going to get that out to everybody. I tracked all the things that people say when they're showing technology. I'm just going to read a couple, and I'd love to see what our audience thinks.
So yeah.
So I'm just going to read a couple quick ones. I heard borrower touch points. I heard time suck, stare and compare, never go off platform. I heard liberate human talent. I heard point of sale consolidation. I heard enable customer for life. Here's just a couple quick more. People spackle. That was a funny one. I heard simple, fast, accurate. It's all about accessibility, unified platform, stitching in with the partners, lineage of data, and I'll end it with this one, fancy schmancy technology. So I've got a nice big list. Why don't we put together a survey? Let's get it out to our audience and let people vote on the best or the funniest.
That'd be hilarious. That'd be hilarious. That'd be good. Yeah, I love that. That's a great idea. Appreciate it. Thanks for the update. A lot of information. I heard it was well. It was a great conference. I did not know that you also went to 5-Star and spoke at that. It's good to hear that that was well attended. So good job. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It very,
Thank
very
you.
Much. You bet. Good to have you back and at work. About time you do some work and traveling around, all the things you do. And glad to hear about Lori with LBAware launching that new product. Very excited to hear more about that. Very good.
Thank you so much. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, ResX Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank, the MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Velma, Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, go to our website, Lickin' on Lending. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here as a listener. And tell someone else about this. Share this podcast on social media. We appreciate it.